Jonah, circa early 700s BC, boundless mercy, immeasurable grace. Week 1. Quite a story. Quite a life. That's the one with the whale in it, right? Ah, Jonah, I do love this book. He stands out among the 12 for many reasons, not all of them positive ones. Who can't relate in some part to God's calling us to live and act in one way, only to be met with a quick exit, stage left on our part? Be honest, sometimes following God with our whole heart isn't our first choice. Sin makes a mess of things. Whether you are fighting the call to ministry, personal holiness and obedience, or just the urging of God to tell your neighbor the gospel, Jonah is not a hard one to relate to. I think part of this book's popularity is that it is so relatable and easy to read. It is also pretty strange. Most people have at least heard of this minor prophet or heard about the great fish that swallowed him. That portion of his story causes some to break away from the Bible altogether. It's a tough one to swallow. Bad joke from many who see the mention of the great fish as unbefitting a story we're supposed to take seriously. So then we begin to ask brainy questions and make peace with the odd parts of Jonah's account. Is this story a made-up parable to teach real truths? Is it an allegory where the events are supposed to symbolize something else? Maybe didactic fiction, like a morality tale, where the truth of the events are unimportant next to the teaching point made. Or perhaps didactic history, where an event truly happened and there is much to learn from it. In considering those possibilities, it's worth it to mention another possibility to describe Jonah's story, a miracle. Jesus is feeding the 5,000 and walking on the waves of the water before calming the storm with the word are both miracles. God's parting the sea to lead the children of Israel to safety from the Egyptians is a miracle. Elijah being fed by ravens when he was on the run was a miracle. These don't raise the eyebrows quite as much as Jonah's being inside a great fish for 3 days and nights. The reason may be because we find it hard to see the purpose of Jonah's being inside a fish. Jesus walking on the water has implications for the believer that Jesus is above the things that would destroy us, and in him we can find rescue and peace for our souls. God's showing his mighty provision in Elijah's escape. The plagues of Egypt and the parting of the sea show God's authoritative power over his creation to the shame of man-made gods made out of wood and stone. Oddly enough, I wonder if Jonah's experience, fantastic as it may seem, has a similar intent, to put God's power and goodwill on display, as miracles do. No doubt, some might say, but a story doesn't have to be true to have a moral, social, and theological impact on a person. Jesus told parables for that reason, didn't he? Yes, he did. But when Jonah's story was told and written down originally, was it written as a parable? Was it meant to be understood as a made-up story with some teachable moments in it? That kind of writing, in order to teach a spiritual point, did come from Jewish scholars, but at a much later date than Jonah. The book doesn't introduce itself as anything other than a true account. Jonah was an actual person, and is mentioned again in the Bible as a working prophet, possibly after the events of this story took place. 1 Kings 14:25 mentions Jonah's words on a different matter as coming to pass while an active prophet among God's people. So I guess people could have just asked Jonah at the time, did all that stuff really happen? As I read and study this book, it does sound like a very well-crafted story, and one that had been told over and over until it took this well-shaped and memorable form. I feel sure that if all this really did happen, Jonah was called upon at every party, get-together, worship service, and community cookout to tell it again. Even biblical scholars agree that the text and story itself are well preserved and were written clearly. All that is well and good, but is it important that these events are true? Some would say no. I lean the other way, and let me try to explain why. No wrong answers, discussion questions. Number one, Jonah's story seems to be written as an account of actual happenings and not as a made-up story. What makes it difficult for some to accept God's working in ways that are beyond the natural? Number two, what tends to be the sticking point for some when it comes to things like miracles, prophecy, and God working in ways that humans cannot? The difference that God makes. God doesn't seem to have a problem doing things His own way. We may wish that He would sometimes do things differently out of our own short-sightedness. We may feel as if we have better solutions to certain problems, or might have suggestions on ways God might do things in a given situation. I'm not implying that those who see Jonah as a fictional story or allegory have a low view of God. I am only saying that there has been and continues to be a tendency to set aside or reinterpret portions of Scripture that are beyond a natural understanding just because they push the boundaries for us. Thomas Jefferson, an early American president, comprised his own Bible by cutting out the parts that didn't make logical sense to him, particularly the miracles of Jesus. He was a big fan of Jesus' teaching and moral code, just not so much the things that could be deemed supernatural. Never mind Jesus himself saying, quote, "If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." John 10:37-38. As Jesus clearly states here, there is something to be understood about the works of God that have something to say about Him. That includes the works that lie outside the realm of human capability. I wonder if God sometimes does things in a way that only He could accomplish, just so that it is clear that He is, in fact, doing it. Miracles fall into the category of things only God could do. They are meant to lead us back to Him, the everlasting God. As thankful and amazed as I am for our American Declaration of Independence that he penned, Mr. Jefferson missed it with trying to reformulate the Bible. One of the incredible things about God is that He works in the lives of individuals for their own good and for His own glory. It is hard to comprehend the fact that He takes the time to shepherd us, call us His children who place faith in His Son, and work in our lives by His own Spirit. It's also humbling. I can speak for myself and say that God's grace has meant more to me than I could ever convey. In all of my stumblings and failures, He always helps me to my feet again, to walk in greater spiritual strength than before. The story of Jonah is pretty fantastic, but not beyond the ability of God to carry out. When God shows up in any biblical story, you can bet that something truly awesome is about to happen. when God shows up in our personal stories of everyday living, you can bet that something truly awesome is in the works. What He works through is transformed in the process. He is bound by nothing, whether physical, spiritual, mathematical, chemical, emotional, or spatial. The temptation may be to limit God's ability as we are limited, to make God more like us. The Bible rejects that kind of thinking. We don't need more of us as we are. We need more of Him as He is. God can accomplish His will in any way that He chooses. He could have chosen any way for Jonah to get back to the mission at hand. He didn't have to appoint a great fish to swallow him. But that's exactly what God did. The question that I ask at this point is, why? Why have him suffer that kind of odd and outrageous rescue? It seems out of place in the story and in the Bible, unless there is a reason for it. That needs to be the question we ask. What is the reason for this story? The difference that God makes is one that only He can make. And He often makes that difference by doing things as only He can for a reason. Let's try to unpack this idea as we go through Jonah. If you're a stubborn hardhead as I am, this one's for you. No wrong answers discussion questions. Number one, has there been a time when you questioned the way God was bringing something about in your life? What were your prayers to Him like at that time? Number two, how has God shown up at a time in your life or in the life of another in ways that were unexpected or worked in unusual ways to bring about His will?